My name is John Hagen. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Jesse Morgan. I'm 25 years old, and I'm here interviewing John Hagen. We're going to talk about his educational experiences and being a grown-up.
I do some work in Native education in the community and helping run cultural programming for Chilkoot tribe, but I'm not Tlingit and I'm not Chilkoot. And all my life, growing up in Haines, everybody thinks I'm Tlingit. I think it's not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm Aleut and Inupiaq. My family ended up in Haines because of the schools down here. I feel like I've been living undercover as a Tlingit, even though I'm Aleut and Inupiaq. My mother is from a small village called Ugashik in Bristol Bay. There's no schools in Ugashik. There was a pretty sizable village at one time, but everybody was wiped out by the Spanish flu. And she and her family slowly ended up here.
Was she able to pass on some knowledge to you of her culture?
Not so much. It was this double, have this double level of isolation. I had this physical level of isolation, and my aunt, my grandma's family was all wiped out by the Spanish flu in the beginning 1900s.
Wow.
So I had this double layer of isolation there that I've been grasping for that little extra bit of culture.
Yeah. Identity for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going through the school system, there's programs that special programs and scholarships for Tlingit people. But I start applying for scholarships and grants, trying to go to college, and I start talking to them, well, I'm not Tlingit. They're like, whoa.
So was that difficult for you?
It's not something I've only just been recently been able to grasp, and it's from just taking a second whack at going to school. And as a non-traditional student at Institute of American Indian Arts, I realized my story wasn't unique, that there are people across the nation that have grown up outside of their cultures. Sometimes that might just be the only Native American at their school. Other times it might be a same kind of thing where it's they're from this culture, their mom married somebody from a different culture, and they're at a third totally different reservation or something. Even my grandma's family, the one connection they've had to Ugashik was every summer they'd still go back and catch fish and run a fishing camp out in Ugashik. If there's one tie I still have to where my family's from, it's that fishing. Actually, I went back as an adult to go fishing with it, which is I'm pretty excited to be able to have done. I don't think I could ever really done that, but it was just such an amazing place to be able to actually walk where my family has always been, on the same river and seeing the same sights, looking across the river and not seeing mountains and just seeing it's flat. There's a town, a smaller village 10 miles away, and you could sort of see that off in the distance on a clear day, and which is just amazing after living next to mountains like we do in Haines. It's an intense thing.
I think that's really cool that you returned back to their land, and I think there's a big, strong connection with land, and that's an interesting way to connect with them again, that way.
Yeah, not even having to imagine it anymore. Actually being able to live in a way that my family has always lived.
I feel like there's kind of globally, but also kind of locally, an indigenous movement. I feel like it's kind of reviving.
For me, the one thing I feel like there is an indigenous movement that's reviving. I feel like as now more than ever, I'm once again that the omission thing. It's okay to self-identify with not being close to your culture. Having that cultural identity absent is as important as being there.
Definitely,
it's being able to self-identify as a Aleut and Inupiaq that doesn't know anything about my culture, but knows that there should be something there. It's something I used to inform my art And in some ways, my photography is, it's searching, like still searching for a home of sorts. I'm still doing everything I can to learn about my Aleut culture, but Aleut and Inupiat culture. But it's really, I'm okay knowing that I'm coming from it the other way, and it's not something I try and hide.